Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Okay, first of all, our live stream is back up and running.
Hey, look at that.
Engineers have figured it out. Unfortunately, Tommy is tracksuitless.
I know.
We have no tracksuits. We have no tracksuits today. You can log on to our live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. It is 30 degrees right now.
Yeah, but it's going to get nice.
Bro, we're diddling 70.
Diddle on.
Yeah.
Diddle up.
Diddle on.
Diddle up.
One of the worst Lionel Richie songs, Commodore songs. And now your perfectly appropriate distance of time parade forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, high of 68.
Damn.
A slight chance of rain, little bit of wind, but it looks like we are going to have like the best possible day for the parade tomorrow.
Man, you could be in shorts tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I'll be in my kilt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of wool, though. It's hot.
Yeah, yeah. 70 in wool doesn't sound good to me.
Hopefully there's a nice breeze that'll catch, like, up underneath.
Yeah,
if you get the up breeze.
A ball draft.
Yeah, yeah. One of my favorite 80s movies. Kimmy, was your husband in that?
Ball draft?
It was a firefighting movie. Backdraft. Kimmy doesn't want to have fun today.
I gotcha.
Oh, great, great. Oh,
she's
doing,
off.
We're doing a radio show today? Okay.
She's done with us.
Okay. So as we get ready for the parade tomorrow,
yeah.
St. Patrick's Day on Sunday or Monday and all the things in between, the Democrat Chronicle.
Good day, sir.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Rochester News 8 put out a list of all the places you can go in the greater Rochester area to celebrate St. Patrick's Day Irish style. Irish pubs.
Okay, that are doing strictly St. Patty stuff.
Well, no, I mean, they're just Irish pubs to go hang out, right? You know, feel more authentic this St. Patrick's Day weekend. And Kimmy, you saw this story yesterday and something occurred to you.
Well, I did notice that some towns have more Irish pubs than others. So I was just curious, like, you know, if you're not going to go to the downtown spots, is there like another like hub of Irish bars?
All right. So Kimmy brings this up this morning.
All right.
And I start thinking.
Mm.
And this is strange based on how other cultures in the greater Rochester area work. Because, Tommy, if I asked you, where's all the best Italian stuff?
It's pretty much all over, but mostly on the west side.
Okay, yeah, Greece and Gates. Yeah. Like the concentration of Italian restaurants, Greece and Gates. Mm-hmm. And if I said, hey, man, I'm looking for some really good Ukrainian food, where would I go?
Oh, you go to Rondequin.
Okay, great. And if I said, hey, man, I'm looking for some dynamite Indian food, the place to be would be?
I would say the Jeff.
Henrietta.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, there are towns based on the history of culture
Where
the
people kind of hung.
You got it, right? Like, I can tell you where to go. Where do you go for Irish culture?
It's pretty much all over.
Right?
Because I thought of, like, three or four joints in my head immediately that I've been to that are pretty close.
All in different places or in the
but
same
But they're pretty
spot?
Close.
Well, okay, what do you mean they're pretty close?
All right, so you got TP over there in ER.
Yep. Well, okay. Off of 441.
Right. That's like number one. You got Mulconnery's right there in Fairport.
Fairport there, yeah.
You got Shamrod Jack's up by the lake.
Okay. Right? But that's Rondequin, yeah.
But I'm saying, like, I can get there in 10, 15 minutes.
I get you. But I guess what I'm getting at is, and you're proving the point perfectly.
Yeah.
All of these Irish pubs, every town.
Yeah, pretty much.
Has two or three authentic Irish pubs. And you can't say that about Italian restaurants. You can't say that about Indian restaurants. You can't say that about Ukrainian places.
No.
The only two cultures that it seems travel throughout the greater Rochester area are the Irish and the Chinese.
Yeah, but you all did all the work in the turn of the century.
Yeah, we were holding hands building the canals here. Which, by the way, fun fact, celebration of the Erie Canal is the theme for the parade tomorrow.
Oh, it is?
It is, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. You think about it, the Chinese worked on the railroads, and you made all the arrests. So, yeah. And you did all the heavy lifting. You did all the digging, yeah.
The Chinese also helped dig the Erie Canal.
They did some digging, too, but they were on the railroads.
Yeah, no, I get it. Okay, so what the hell happened? And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. It occurred to me this morning, and now I feel like a bad Irishman, Kimmy.
Why?
I don't know what the Irish neighborhood was in Rochester. If there ever
like the traditional one.
Yeah, if there ever was an Irish neighborhood, because, like, you know, down the street from us, there's the old Little Italy where all the Italian folks lived. And then, you know, the east side of the city, all the Ukrainian folks lived. Where was the Irish part of Rochester?
You didn't need one. You didn't. Because you assimilated with the English.
Is that like assimilating?
Hey, I'm trying to stick up for your goddamn culture right there.
What?
Are you going to kick me in the mouth?
Well, yeah, I don't have to. Your mouth doesn't work already. Sounds like you've already been kicked in the mouth.
No, but I mean, when the Irish came over here with the English, you guys pretty much took over. I mean, you spread out together.
No, but I'm saying there are other communities that have Irish neighborhoods, like Buffalo. South Buffalo is an Irish neighborhood. There's that neighborhood in Syracuse where we talked about this the other day. The stoplight is upside down because they didn't want the red of the English above the green of the Irish. Right. Like, that's where all the Irish people live.
I mean, you had it in Manhattan at the 1800s.
Yeah. I mean, we all saw gangs in New York. What I'm getting at is...
But there's no Little Ireland.
No.
Yeah.
And, like, even in Rochester, I can't tell you where 100 years ago, 150 years ago when people were
coming
over.
Good.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It means you weren't like, you know, you stay over there until we need you.
Okay, look, I mean, I have old Irish relatives. There was a lot of stay over there. I mean, look, back in the day, culture.
But your over there was pretty nice. Like, you had some of the nicer over theres than other people.
I don't know, man.
Did you guys not like each other? Like, you didn't want to hang out with other Irish people?
Well, you had that religious thing.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, if you're okay, that religious thing he says, that was an understatement of the century.
You know, where you went outside, you went out in front of the pub, you didn't like the guy at the other pub, so you decided to shoot a rocket at it.
Okay, again, you are vastly under-explaining all of the complications.
Yeah, take that in your happy hour.
Okay. Why? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, you know... You were like Italian. You wanted to be around the culture. You wanted to be around other Italians. Where like maybe Irish people didn't do that.
No, that's
like,
not true.
You didn't find other Irish people to hang out
with? No, Irish people are very social. Irish people love hanging out around other Irish people.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
that's why I married a Jamaican woman.
I mean, you got the biggest parade of any culture here.
You got
Think about that.
So why
there's no other culture that has that?
You're right. I mean, Columbus Day a distant second.
A lot of fighting though.
Oh, my God. Are we going to do negative stereotypes all morning long?
No.
There's not a lot of fighting.
Who? The Irish?
Yeah.
No. There's been 20 movies made on it.
Okay. Says the Italian. Name me one Italian movie that doesn't end with someone in a tie shooting somebody else.
My Cousin Vinny.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the story on News 8 where, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, so they give you a list of all, like, the authentic Irish pubs in the greater Rochester area, and it's spread out across all of Monroe County.
Go ahead.
What we've come to realize is, you know, West Side Italian, Greece and Gates, Ukrainian, Irondequoit. You got a lot of Indian influence in Henrietta based on where people settled when they came over here. But there's not an Irish neighborhood in Rochester.
It does kind of feel like Fairport has that feel, but... Is that a newer thing? Like, I don't know how old some of those bars are.
I'll say this. I don't remember, like, Fairport when I was a kid being the center of Irish
culture. But I don't know. We never hung out in Fairport, though.
Well, I would, being the, you know.
We have one upscale Irish pub.
Well, you got McCardle's out there, which is really good.
Yeah.
You got Mulconnery's, you got TJ Ryan's.
You consider that an Irish pub?
TJ Ryan's? No, I think that might be Ukrainian. Well, yeah.
Well, I don't know. If it doesn't have an O in front of it, sometimes I get confused.
Oh, my God. Kimmy, what I'm getting at is, you know, I was in a, growing up, very, very Irish family that was very proud of Irish culture, right? Like, I was in a bagpipe band. Like, we did all of that. I think that if the center of Irish culture in Rochester was Fairport.
Well, I'm not saying it's the center, but it does feel like it has more than
well, maybe
most
it shifted
towns.
Over there a little bit. Now.
I mean, that's what Kimmy's asking.
That's what I'm asking. Like, is it relatively a new thing?
Could be.
Well, that's what it feels like. Because, like, if I think of, like, the authentic Irish bars in Rochester, right? The ones that have been around that, like, feel like you're right. Like, I think, like, Johnny's.
Well, Shamrock Jack's is the big one.
Yeah. Even, like, oh, my God, why am I blanking on the one that just closed on Dewey? Or not Dewey, Ridge.
Did it change hands or did it actually close?
Well, it changed hands, but I don't think it's called. Oh, my God. Why am I? The big place with all the.
I know. We talked about
why
it.
Why am I blanking?
I've been there a
thousand times. Mm. No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my God.
No, is that oh, my God?
Shut. Holy crap. Is my brain is not working this morning. Not O'Malley's? Damn it. Now I've just got all of the most stereotypical Irish names popping through my head. I'm not going to get it. All right. Not going to come up with it. Anyway, but like Enright's or Johnny's or, you know, like places like that feels authentic to me. But again, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we need to carve out a little place of our own, us Irish folk.
I guess. Because most people that go in there now are just going in there for the booze and the fun.
Oh, I think that there are some bars I disagree with you.
Like, I mean, they don't care that much about Irish culture more. They just want to more hang out.
Oh, I disagree with you.
You think they're serious?
I think there are a couple of bars. Johnny's being one of them. They do. I think
like it's serious Irish people in there.
Well, they do authentic Irish music the last Sunday of every month, I think. So like, and Shamrock Jacks, that's very serious.
That's
Irish
the one I always said, because you got like, yeah, that's the one that has like all the history on the walls, like legit.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I think
McGinnity.
That's what yes, you're right, McGinnity's, because now I was confused with McGinnity's, which is in Henrietta.
All right.
And I was like, that can't be it, because it's still open. But, God, I feel like an idiot. Massive parade floats. The amount of hours I spent in McGinnity, doesn't matter.
What?
I'm trying to think. Like, I know that the Irish aren't known for their food. We had the discussion about corned beef and cabbage the other day, and you guys were dicks about it, right? But, like, there aren't Italian bars. There aren't Ukrainian bars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not like where you're going just to drink.
Yeah, like
I mean, no, you're right.
There aren't Chinese bars.
No, I mean, the pub culture came from you people.
Exactly. What do you mean, you people?
Well, you people.
I'll say, like, I can't think of, yeah, there's no other culture where we're
drinking,
just going to drink
here. Yeah, and beer, and how the beer is served to you is very Irish. Mm.
Okay, that sounded condescending.
Well, dude, when you go get a Guinness,
you mean like what you drink?
Yes, I mean it's almost like a ceremony when they're pouring it for you.
That's how it's good.
Yeah, it's very good. But I mean, that's from you people.
Say it again.
You people.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna find out about the fighting Irish this morning, aren't we?
I was gonna say, like, English pubs are kind of known.
Well, that's
kind of
the same thing.
Okay,
yeah. It's the same culture. I mean, it's that pub culture. The same thing in Scotland.
But even with English, like, there's the Sheffield, that's the old Outer Lodge. Yeah. There's
the one that just is gonna close.
The old Toad.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a menu of English food that's always served. True. Like we talked about the other day, if you go to a place that has Irish stuff, the corned beef and cabbage options, the shepherd's pie options, they're usually limited to special days.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to an Irish place to have food. Like, there's going to be chicken fingers and wings.
That's just standard bar food.
Exactly, right? It's just strange to me that, like, yeah, we can do all of this cultural stuff and all we need is the alcohol behind the bar.
But I can remember, like, even when I was in Texas and working, like, I think it was Waco, there was two different Irish. One was like an Irish steakhouse. One was a pub I worked.
Mm.
And I was like, man, this doesn't make any sense to me.
In Texas?
In Waco.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Irish moved everywhere.
But I understand, but like when you're going to Texas for the first time and you're booked at a club, you don't think it's going to be an Irish pub.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it kind of throws you a little.
I mean, no, I feel the opposite. Everywhere I go, I mean, there's Irish people everywhere. Everywhere.
I know, but
not like you Italians where you got to all stay with your own.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I've seen A Bronx Tale. I saw how all that went down.
No, we accept all Italians.
Yeah, I don't know. Awful lot of blowback. Just saying. Had to change his name, that kid.
Yeah, poor kid.
All right. All right, listen, if you're headed down to the parade, I'll be down there tomorrow, too. We'll see you out there.
All right.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
It's all coming up, Pat.
Going tonight.
What do you mean going tonight?
You
go down a day early, right?
So, yeah, the tradition in my family with the parade is we get a hotel room the night before and the night after. Well, it's just a more fun way to be. You wake up, you're right there.
God.
Right? There's so many activities for the whole family.
Yeah.
The restaurants and the bars, and it's so much fun. If you've never been to the parade, tomorrow is the perfect day to go check it out. Like we said, it's going to be like close to 70, nice outside.
Get a good crowd.
And here's the best part. It's going to be cloudy, so all of us sun-challenged Irish folks aren't
going to...
You're still going to get sunburned.
Not going to burn. Not burning tomorrow.
You pasty people.
The old pasties?
Yeah.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I want it all. Hey, yeah, I want it all. Problem is,
what?
If you're watching at home, which is the most comfortable way to do it, you can't get it all.
No.
Right?
No.
And going out, not only gets expensive, but you got stuff all over the place, people talking, you're not going to be able to focus the way you want to.
So what do they got?
Well, there is a solution, a wonderful solution to the chaos that will be the NCAA basketball tournament starting next week. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you, but it could make the rest of your life amazing.
So is it like a one-time thing, or is it like annual?
No. It's a one-time fee.
Wait, that's it?
It's a one-time fee.
All right.
But it's a big fee.
Yeah, but then I'm locked in.
Yeah, but it's a lot of money.
But if I'm a gambler, this sounds like the way to go.
Yeah, lose more money.
Yeah, but I could also be making money.
You're hanging out in the Brinker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the NCAA tournament starts next week. Mm. Selection Sunday is on Sunday. The conference tourneys are finishing up. And whether or not you are a diehard college basketball fan, watching college basketball during the tournament is an American pastime. Mm. Right? If you're going to do your brackets, if you're betting on the games, all that.
Okay.
So here's the problem.
What's the problem?
You want to watch as much basketball as possible.
But don't they give you like all the channels to watch?
They do.
You flip around and it's usually on somewhere.
But there's five or six games on at a time.
Yeah.
Right? All simultaneously happening. And unless you are on your phone paying attention intently, you don't know which game's the best game.
So they'll show you like the scores at the top. But yeah, to your point, you got to figure out what channel it's on.
And then are you going to leave Kimmy a good game to go to another game? And then all of a sudden the game you left gets really good and the other game's bad?
So what does this thing do?
Samsung, the television company, has come up with a solution. They're offering what's called the Samsung Buzzer Beater Bundle.
Okay.
It's a legit package. You can go to Samsung's website and buy this right now. Are you ready for it? It's a 98-inch crystal UHD 4K TV.
Wait, I need a TV?
This is it's all
TVs. I thought it was just an app.
No. This is all TVs. So the centerpiece of this is a 98-inch television.
Okay, you need a house for that.
Okay, so then they sell you a 65-inch QLED 8K television, so it's a smaller TV but better quality. Mm. You get three 65-inch 4K TVs. Holy. You get three 44-inch 4K TVs.
Where am I putting
Are you owning a bar anytime soon?
This is for your house. Okay. This is
Where
house.
In my house?
I know.
Shut up and put it on the wall, stupid.
So you need a massive man cave.
Or the greatest living room in the world.
Or the most understanding wife of all time.
TV in every bathroom. I mean.
So they're just going to sell you multiple televisions?
Eight televisions. And not only
television package.
Not only do you get eight televisions in this package, each TV comes with multi-view. Meaning you can split the eight screens you have into even more games.
Aren't going to feel like I'm having a stroke walking into this room or I'm a bug.
So in theory, with all of this, you could watch 32 sporting events at the same time. And all of this can be yours.
Or you could just go to war with people. This is like, I always picture like the Pentagon has their own, like, you know, when we're fighting like on multiple fronts.
All of this can be yours.
what's the low price of?
So 98-inch TV, 65-inch TV, 365-inch TVs, and 344-inch TVs for $16,199.
Did you say $16,000.
Who
the hell is buying this? To Kimmy's point, unless you have a mansion or a bar, who would buy this?
Okay, well, I got good news.
That was the good news.
Well, maybe $16,000 was too much for you. They are running a special right now.
All right, I like a special. I like a deal.
You can get everything we just named for $10,000.
Sold. $10,000.
By the way, that $10,000 doesn't include the stuff you need to mount it or install it or any of the cable or streaming
services. Yeah, and let's say you were going to – when did they put this deal out?
This week.
Okay. So let's say the tournament is Tuesday.
Yes.
So you would have to purchase it, get it all installed by Tuesday.
Okay.
I don't even know if you could pick up that many – like you would need multiple vehicles to haul that home.
You would need electricians and like guys who know how to mount
Shut up.
Hey, do you get one universal remote, or do I now have like a bank of remotes?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I already have enough remotes in my house.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of remote anger.
Yes, I do.
No, I don't know what the answer to that question is. If anyone has the multiple TVs, do you have one remote, or do you do the multiple remotes? Because that would drive me nuts.
So we used to, before our other TV died, both the TVs that we had were the same brand. We got them at the same time, and you could use the remote for both TVs.
Okay.
They both came with their own remote, but if it was the same brand, you could use that remote for both.
Okay. So here's the thing.
What is it about?
I got to be honest with you.
You're absolutely going to lose that remote, though.
Yeah. Or you're going to lose all the remotes. I understand that $16,000, even $10,000, is an ungodly amount of money.
But what a deal.
And I get that eight TVs sounds really stupid.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the setup that they have on the website, and I got to be honest.
They show you how you could display them?
They show you how you're supposed to display them. Big one in the middle.
Yeah, right? And then around.
Yep, all the way
so
around.
They all on one wall.
They all on one wall.
You need a freaking big-ass wall.
You need a big, high ceiling house.
Why are you being a dick?
Would this be something that you could split between a few people.
Well, if you split it, you ruin it.
Yeah, it's not, well, not the package.
You're not getting the effect, though.
Yeah, yeah. My point is, if you don't need that many TVs.
I do need that many TVs. Do you not understand what this is for?
I get it, but how many people have the setup for it?
Okay, look.
Like, let's say you just really want, like, three of those TVs. Would it be worth it then? Are you getting a deal still if you split that cost?
Jimmy, I don't know. I'm not thinking about that. I want all of them. I want all of them. That's why you buy the buzzer beater packet.
I want it now.
How much does a 98-inch TV normally cost?
Why don't you check out on Samsung website, 98-inch Crystal UHD 4K TV.
So is that a higher end?
I believe so.
Okay.
Again, we're talking about the Samsung buzzer beater bundle for the NCAA basketball tournament. They will sell you a 98-inch TV, 65-inch TV, 355-inch, excuse me, I made a mistake, TVs, 344-inch TVs, all of that for the low, low price of $16,199. But this weekend they are running a special. You can get all of it for $10,000.
Right. Okay, so the 98-inch is like going to be over $2,000.
Okay. That's actually way less than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the Samsung 98, blah, blah, blah.
So, by the way, you guys are talking about splitting up the TVs?
I wouldn't split.
I was just thinking, like, let's say you knew, you and somebody else or three people needed new TVs.
Yeah.
And you saw this deal and you're like, well, I need this.
All right.
And you could somehow find a way to divide up the TVs.
Okay. They picked 8 screens, Kimmy, for a reason. There's a scientific reason.
8's the magic number?
No, because there are 8 networks that will be broadcasting NCAA basketball games this weekend. So you can keep each television on a network the entire weekend.
Because CBS has it all throughout their vast
CBS, True, TNT, yeah, all of that stuff.
But other than the tournament,
yeah,
when are you going to have 8 sporting events on at the same time?
NFL season. So if you were to pay 8? For... Yeah, so let's walk through this. If you were to pay for...
So you'd use it for a couple hours every Sunday from September to December.
Okay, I don't like your tone. It's being
very
condescending.
But I'm just saying, like, even if you used it for the NFL, you only get one day for a few hours where you'd have them all on.
Yeah, but you'd have every game. You could watch every football game.
But you would
have
to buy the package.
Well, yeah. But, right. Okay, I love how we're going to spend $16,000 on TVs.
And now we're worried about budget.
Yeah, the $400 for the package.
Where does it end?
No,
because you can watch the NFL network. And they take you around to every game.
It's not the
Red Zone.
I love it.
Red Zone. I know Red Zone is very popular. I can't do Red Zone.
Why?
I want to watch the whole game. There's a story to every game.
Well, they'll show you the story when it happens.
Yeah,
but with 8 television screens, you're not watching every game.
No.
I think.
What sound do I have on it?
Yeah.
I would go nuts.
You put the main sound on, like in a bar, and then the rest of them are silent. Here's the thing. We've talked about this in the show before. You know, a 3.5-hour NFL football game only has 12 minutes of action where the play is actually happening. So there's lots of downtime between all the TVs. So, like, when you go to commercial for one game, you're now locked in on another. And it's all right in front of your face. God, I want it so bad! I'm talking to the wrong people about this. I know every...
No, I mean, I get it. I just... for me, it's not having 8 TVs. Like, I just don't think you're going to use it as much as you think you will.
Could this eventually pay for itself?
How?
Okay, so let's say you went to the bar every week of the NFL season, and you spent $50 on average between food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, $10,000, divided by 50, 200 weeks of football, 18 weeks of regular season plus 4 playoff weeks. It would take around 10 years of watching football at the bar for you to pay for your TV setup. Would that be worth it?
No, because by then those TVs are already obsolete you're going to need a whole new system.
That's a good point.
Because, like, as soon as I bought my TVs, within 2 years, when I had a guy come over to put the, because these things are old.
Yeah,
I go, what do you mean old? I just bought them.
Yeah.
He goes, they don't make them like this anymore.
They don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't.
Less TV you'll ever need, but not buy a new TV. The other problem is if you have a setup like this, your buddies are going to come over and watch sports, and that's going to cost you money in food and beer.
Yeah, because everybody comes over and stiffs.
Yeah, unless you, like, make it mandatory. You can come hang out in my kick-ass setup, but you got to bring the food and the beer, which would then pay for itself more.
But then you also look like King Chintz.
I just spent $10,000 on a wall of TVs.
I know, but you look bad when you... I don't want to go to somebody's house where I have to bring everything. I already have everything in my house.
No, I know, but, like, you don't have 8 TVs.
I know.
You don't have every single game on at all the times.
But we've been to guys' houses where it's like you got to schlep in everything.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Okay, but again, I would have no problem doing that if he had 8 TVs.
All right.
You would have... Well, again, I'm talking to the wrong... Can I have a man to talk to, please?
There's no way I would be so bored out of my mind watching all this crap.
NCAA tournament is one of the biggest sports tournaments in America.
I'm not,
boring, sucks, hate it.
I can't get excited about these teams and these people I've never heard of.
How are you going to watch Wolford Cinderella Run if you don't have eight TVs at the same time?
Where is Wolford?
Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina, I think.
By the way, if you don't want to pay $10,000 up front, that's right. Okay. Samsung will allow you to pay $2,576.86 every 2 weeks, four times.
Every 2 weeks?
I do find it funny, like, that's a better solution.
that's giving me a break.
All right, so both of you are out on this.
Oh, yeah.
It's too much, Pat.
You can keep that crap.
You can also use Apple Pay. Who has enough money in their account where they could Apple Pay a $10,000 TV?
Isn't Apple Pay linked to your credit card?
No, I guess. Yeah. But that would give me so much anxiety to press a button to spend $10,000.
Yeah.
They do make it way too easy.
Like, any purchase over, like, $300, $400, you pull the laptop out for, right?
I can't do it
from my phone.
I use the phone.
Okay.
Doesn't feel right.
Isn't it weird?
It's so easy? Like, it's right there.
You're right.
Like,
as soon as that's very unique, I think, for you. I always thought, like, ordering stuff like that on your phone at that price was, like, a younger person thing.
Yeah.
Like, I bet if I start seeing stuff and if they don't have Apple Pay, kiss my ass, I ain't buying it.
Wow.
I'm not going to load in information when I got it all in here already.
What are you, 15?
I'll find something else I want, but you're not getting my business.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Pro athletes take a lot of risk with their health, Tommy.
Oh, sure.
There isn't a sport, really, where you can make a living and walk away unscathed.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Tiger Woods this week.
Yeah.
Guy swings a club, his Achilles blew up on him. And for every athlete that becomes a millionaire, there are 100 who had to come up through college, minor leagues, take that risk, and they never made it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing is coming to our area, what seems to be a minor league for what might be the most dangerous sport in America would be the most insane way to have to pay your dues.
If it's the sport I'm thinking of, I love this sport. And I've been to it a couple of times, if it's what I'm thinking of. Because you said it's at the fair, right?
It's at the fair. Coming
in. Oh, yeah.
Coming to County Fair. Yeah. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. As the weather gets nicer, we start to look forward to all the fun outside
on the
horizon. Festivals, county fairs. And there's one county fair that announced they are expanding with new stuff to do this summer.
What are they doing?
The Wayne County Fair.
Well, that's number one.
So. They're going to start on August 4th, and as part of their expansion, they're adding more live music. Damn. And more grandstand events.
Okay.
And one of those grandstand events, you wanted to take a guess at what you thought it was. What is it?
Rodeo.
No. Yes, it is rodeo. Well, bull riding. I was calling it bull riding, but it is rodeo. I just realized the same thing.
I love rodeo.
You do?
Yeah. I've been to like four of them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Well, there's something about muscular men riding something else all muscular that really gets them excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's all brawn. It's all manly.
So one of the grandstand events they will have this year is called Beat the Beast Bull Riders Tour Rodeo. The rodeo at the county fair.
Mm.
Here is my question, and we are naive to this. We may need your help, everybody. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is that like minor league bull riding?
It sounds like it.
Right?
Yeah. It sounds like kids coming up.
The tour you're cutting your teeth to get on the pro bull riding tour?
Could be.
252-WCMF, 252-9263? Because if that is the case, what kind of psycho would you have to be to participate in minor league bull riding?
Well, that's how you get your name out there. Like, if you're somebody that's passionate about it, I don't know if the current professional bull riders, if that's how they had to come up.
Okay.
So, you know, there was bull riding. I don't know if it was a club sport or it was collegiate that was in the South where you could go, you could be bull riding in high school.
Right, they had high school bull riding.
So the comedian Ron White, everybody knows him, Tater Salad.
Sure, sure, sure.
When he was in high school, he was on the bull riding team. He was in high school sponsored at his school rodeo.
Do they still do that?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, well, they would have to have different rules, right? Like to make it safer for the kids?
Well, first of all, I mean, when I went to them when I was a kid, when I lived in Okeechobee, I mean, they just look like cowboys, but now they got like caged helmets and they're way more padded now. They almost look like they're going to go play like lacrosse or hockey when they get on these things.
Okay.
But it's still dangerous. But these guys get banged up.
Yeah.
Well, there's more to it than just bull riding, too, right? Like you lasso and stuff.
Yeah. There's riding, roping.
Yeah.
Spitting and farting. No cussing and no effing around.
But, Kimmy, this is a bull riders tour. It's
yeah. So you're looking at tour. These guys, you know, big-ass mean bulls. You know, they're in that pen.
Yeah.
They open them up and they go flying out.
Tie a rope around their balls to make them angry. Yeah. That make anybody angry, except for some guys who pay extra. They're into that. So about a year ago, here in the break room, we got a crash course in pro bull riding, and it's because we found out that Dalton Swearingen.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that kid.
Who grew up in Ontario County, is one of the best bull riders in the world. Like, he's won the Pro Bull Riders World Championship. And in this discussion, we found out that even the guys on the big tour that you will see on television.
What do you mean, the PBR?
You got it. They make, like, no money.
Yeah,
like this kid from Ontario County makes money because he's like the best at it. But the majority of them are living hand to mouth, traveling the country, riding bulls.
But you know what you get?
What's that?
You do well. You get all the buckle bunnies.
Okay, yeah. How good does that do when you got a catheter through your pee hole?
Well, you don't tell her that till later.
How is that not going to work?
And she may be into that.
I got a pee hole catheter is one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
I got a pee hole catheter, but I think that's what she's after. My twisted penis. I got tore up on a PBR tour.
See, my,
I wasn't even on the bull yet.
My twisted penis sounds more like a lounge song. My twisted penis. How did we both know what we were doing? But, you know, as we were having this discussion about pro bull riding and finding out that the most majority of them make no money, the risk versus reward for bull riding is so out of whack. Like, imagine what that bull can do to you if you have a bad day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know, you have a bad day in Major League Baseball. You go 0 for 4 and commit 2 errors. That sucks. You have a bad day in bull riding.
Yeah.
It steps on your head.
Oh, yeah. It has to be, though, the manliest sport there is. As far as danger, what you get out of it.
The lifestyle itself.
The lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, most of these guys, too, that do this also work hard physical job.
Okay, yeah, now,
and they well, do no, this
but,
too.
To your point, now you just assume, do it a country song.
No, but I would assume like you wouldn't get into this unless you were around it.
Right. So like you
way,
work
right?
on a yeah. ranch, you work on a farm.
Okay.
So like it's got to be exhausting.
Yeah.
Like constant, because you also have to work during the day.
Okay. So with all of that said, right? Like the little money that the majority of the actual major tour riders make, the risk that you are taking in the bull. Now, imagine you're doing that on a minor league circuit where you could, in theory, be losing money for a chance to make only a little bit of money on a pro circuit in a sport that could kill you or maim you.
Yes.
I don't get it.
So I was working in South Dakota in Rapid City, and I'm at the bar after the show, and I'm leaving that night because I have to drive to Tampa from South Dakota, and I got to be there in 2 days.
Okay.
I'm hanging with these people, and there's one guy at the bar, and I'm literally complaining about having to drive for 2 days in a car. The rodeo was in town in Rapid City, and these guys were all cowboys, right? So this one guy, he starts laughing at me, saying, you know, you're a huge puss. You know, we do this all the time and all stuff. So he takes off his hat. He takes off his cowboy hat for some reason, and the top of his head is crooked. And it looked so goddamn weird, and I realized he had a plate in his head where a piece of his skull used to be. So it kind of like normal head, but then it kind of like an A-frame house over here.
Oh!
Like on the side of his temple.
He had chalet temple.
Yeah, so I'm guessing he got kicked in the head.
That was just by his wife.
I don't want to meet her. But these guys, like, to your point, and then, you know, next week they were going to, like, Wyoming for another show. Because it's just a traveling show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With, like, death and missing teeth.
252 WCMF, a Wayne County Fair, which will start on August 4th, announces that they are expanding. They got more live music, which people are very excited about.
Oh, yeah, country music.
More grandstanding events. One of them, the Beat the Beast Bull Riders Tour Rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like, unless we're wrong, minor league bull riding.
Guys coming up.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you? God, don't do this. They don't let amateurs try this, right?
Well, you got to start out at some point.
No, I'm saying like this isn't like
probably not in this.
Well,
but,
okay, so you know like they have like the demolition derby, and anybody can sign up for the demolition derby.
But your car has to be a certain way.
Yes, I get it. What I'm wondering is maybe this isn't a tour of minor leaguers. Maybe this is like who wants to ride the bull? Come on out of the grandstand.
Oh,
that can't be that, right?
No, because they would. How would you insure that?
Yeah, there's no way.
No,
yeah.
You get country insurance. The rules are different in the country.
All right, countrywide insurance.
Yeah.
How'd they do? Well, they went bad, son.
All right, let's say that Wayne County did have a try and ride the bull night, where the person who can stay on the longest gets a nice country fried steak and a kiss on the cheek from Miss Wayne County this year.
Right.
Would you sit in the grandstands and watch people that had no idea what they were doing try to ride that bull?
Oh, hell yes.
You would watch that?
Oh, you'd have to.
No, I couldn't watch it.
Just I don't
watch
even think it would be entertaining because it just wouldn't work. You know what I mean?
Well, no, they would go flying through the air. Oh, yeah. He's not wrong.
In a second, and then it's over.
Maybe you find somebody who's a natural.
Maybe.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Tommy, is there an amount of money they could offer you?
Sure.
3 seconds on the bull.
No.
You get a helmet, you get one of them vests. $50,000 if you can hang on for 2 seconds.
I mean, that's a big animal. Last time I did that, I did 8 seconds on your mama.
Yeah, I heard you only go
and there was
seconds.
Some bucking drama on your mama.
$50,000.
Ha! $50,000 for
two
bro, I'd be dead.
For $50,000 for 2 seconds.
My old ass would be dead. I would probably pop 2 hamstrings. Do you have 2 hamstrings?
Yes.
Just getting on the goddamn thing.
So you wouldn't, all right, $100,000. Can you get 2 seconds for $100,000? Like, where are you willing
to... Yeah, but here's the thing. Let's say if I don't get the 2 seconds...
Yes, that's the risk.
Yeah, no.
1, 2.
No way. Like, just... You ever see, like, when they just get on the goddamn thing when it's penned up?
Yeah.
That looks frightening.
Agreed.
That looks like you could... you could get killed there.
Quarter mil. There is an amount of money. There is an amount of money. I'm trying to find out what it is.
Wait, half a mil? Quarter mil?
Quarter mil. 2 seconds. But you got to get to 2 seconds.
I'm in. Let's do it.
252 WCMF. All right, let's talk to Sam. Sammy, how are you, buddy? You're on CMF.
Hey, guys. I just moved down to North Carolina a couple years ago, and I have been to high school rodeo, and it is nuts that these kids, and they do, they look like hockey players with the padding, like Tommy said, from the waist up.
Okay.
But they're high school kids, and they're doing legit rodeo on full-size animals. It is nuts.
And it's high school.
High school, yes. And damn. They have middle school kids chasing around smaller animals, and it's normal. It is truly bizarre.
Okay, I do miss the South for that. Child trauma.
Do we have any of that? Are you sure there's no schools that have that up here?
Somewhere.
I mean, there are shooting teams that we didn't know about until a couple years ago.
Mm. Maybe.
All right, so Sam, Sam, how many of these have you been to, and why do you keep going back if it's bothering you so much?
My son made friends with some kids, and they're like, come on, you got to go to the rodeo. And I'm like, all right, never done this before. Let's check it out. And, yeah, when it happens again in a little later in the spring, I'll go again because just people watching, and it is truly a whole different world than I've ever experienced before.
So they do, like, that barrel racing and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, the barrel racing, like Kimmy said, lasso and stuff. But, yeah, there are kids riding bucking broncos, riding bulls.
It's got to be amazing to watch.
Bro, I can't watch my daughter play hockey without being on the edge of my seat. A bull?
Being a parent.
A bull?
But how about, like, riding a horse around the barrels? A lot of women do that. And they do trick riding, trick shooting.
Listen, and, Duffy, my son was a hockey player as well. And when he went to juniors and he dropped the gloves for the first time, I was terrified. But I would much rather see him do that than get on one of those giant animals and go and try that. That's for sure.
Amen, Sammy. Sammy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Damn.
Take care, guys.
There goes Rodeo Sam.
Man, learned so much about high school rodeo.
Yeah.
So I wonder, though, what the percentage of kids who do high school rodeo, like, actually go on. Like, is there a collegiate level rodeo?
I'm sure
like,
there must be, right?
Can you take it?
Texas. Take it on Texas Tech.
Continue on with your rodeo career?
I got a rodeo scholarship.
In college. You think they would talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, does Texas?
There's one of the ESPN channels shows cornhole tournaments. You would imagine, like, if there was a collegiate
rodeo
somebody would pick that up.
Well, no, because maybe you just go right from, like, your high school thing to, like...
to the pros?
Yeah, like the minor leagues or the pro bowl riding tour. I don't know.
All right.
It's all too much for us to ask because we are now we're out of rodeo time, buddy. We're out of rodeo time.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family. faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.